Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily.
Good to be here.
We're diving straight into the fast-moving world of cyber happenings today. Got a few stories that have definitely caught our eye.
Always something developing.
Exactly. Think of this as your quick rundown, your sort of intel briefing to get you up to speed on what's important right now.
Sounds good.
So first up, we have a follow-up, actually, something we touched on briefly before.
The Coinbase situation.
That's the one. Seems a technical hiccup caused some unnecessary stress, let's say, for their users.
Right, I remember that. Worth revisiting.
Then we'll shift gears pretty significantly. We're looking at ransomware, which is always evolving, isn't it?
Constantly.
Yeah, and specifically a new and, frankly, kind of interesting business model from a group calling themselves Dragon Force.
Interesting is one word for it. Definitely unconventional.
And finally, we'll unpack some fresh announcements coming out of Google. They're talking about their unified security platform.
Ah, yes. Lots happening on that front, too. AI, Mandiant integration.
Plenty to get into, like you said. So let's kick off with Coinbase.
Okay.
As we mentioned, we looked at this briefly, but the update clarifies things. It really highlights how even a small system glitch can cause, well, a big ripple effect.
Absolutely. User perception is key, and little errors can really undermine trust, or worse, be exploited.
Right. So put yourself in the user's shoes. You log into your Coinbase account. You check your activity logs. Maybe you're just being diligent.
Good practice.
And you see entries like second factor failure or two-step verification failed.
Okay, so your immediate thought.
My thought is, phew, someone tried to get in, but my 2FA stopped them.
Exactly. That implies they got the password right. That's the standard assumption for a 2FA fail.
But here's the kicker. In a lot of these cases, the login attempts actually use the wrong password from the get-go.
Ah, okay, so the 2FA wasn't even triggered because the first step, the password, failed.
Precisely. But the log said 2FA failed. So you've got users, maybe folks with really strong, unique passwords, suddenly seeing this.
And understandably freaking out.
Totally. Thinking, wait, how did they get my password? Is my account compromised? Cue the, you know, frantic password resets, checking devices.
Yeah.
A lot of wasted time and anxiety.
Yeah, that panic is completely justified if you believe the log entry. It feels like a genuine near miss. It activates that whole security alert mode in your brain.
And that's what was happening. Coinbase eventually came out and, well, acknowledged it. Our bad, folks.
So they confirmed it was a logging system error.
Yep. It was miscategorizing failed password attempts. They say they've rolled out a fix now.
Okay. And what does it show now?
It should correctly display password attempt failed. Which is, you know,
thanks.
Much less alarming and accurate.
Much better for the user experience, definitely.
Yeah.
But there's more to it than just user inconvenience, isn't there?
You mentioned exploitation earlier. How could a bad log entry be, well, weaponized?
Well, think about social engineering. It's all about building credibility, right? So a scammer contacts a user, maybe smishing, maybe a voice call saying, hey, we've seen suspicious login attempts. Check your logs.
Okay.
The user checks, sees these weird, official-looking 2FA failed entries.
And now they're primed to believe the scammer.
Exactly. The scammer has seemingly verifiable proof right there in the user's own account logs. It makes the user much more susceptible to, say, giving up their actual 2FA code to secure the account, or even worse, their recovery phrase.
Wow. That's pretty insidious, using a system error to build trust for a scam.
It's clever. In a nasty way, leverages a seemingly legitimate piece of data.
It's a good reminder, then, Coinbase is always saying they'll never call or text you asking for password changes or 2FA resets.
Absolutely critical point. If you get that kind of outreach, it's almost certainly a scam. Hang up, delete the message.
Yeah, and it just shows the constant threat, especially for crypto users, the smishing texts, the imposter calls.
Mm-hmm.
They're relentless.
They really are. So this fix, while seemingly just a technical tweak, actually closes a potential door for making those scams more effective.
Good point. Okay, let's completely switch gears now. Let's talk ransomware.
Right, this Dragon Force group.
Yeah, they're trying something different, calling themselves a ransomware cartel.
The branding alone is something else. Sounds dramatic, like something out of a movie.
Doesn't it? But what are they actually doing? What does this cartel model entail?
Well, essentially, they're setting themselves up as a platform provider, offering a kind of white label ransomware service.
Okay, white labeling.
Yeah.
Like generic products that other brands put their name on.
Exactly like that, but for ransomware. Think of it as ransomware as a service, but with a twist.
So normally a Redis group provides the malware, the infrastructure, the negotiation site, maybe a leak site, and affiliates use that whole package.
Correct. DragonForce is saying to other ransomware groups, or maybe even individuals, look, you can use our infrastructure.
Their negotiation tools, data storage, admin panels.
Yeah, all that back-end stuff. And you can even use their main encryptor, their malware. But crucially, you get to run the operation under your own brand name.
Huh. So they provide the engine, but the affiliate gets to paint the car whatever color they want.
That's a pretty good analogy, actually. They provide the platform and the tools.
So a smaller group, maybe less technically savvy, could just plug into the system without building it all themselves.
Precisely. It lowers the barrier to entry quite significantly. They handle the difficult infrastructure side.
What's the catch for DragonForce? What's their angle?
Money, of course. They take a cut. Reportedly around 20% of any ransom paid to their affiliates.
20%. So they provide the service, the affiliates run the attacks, and DragonForce gets a slice of every payout.
That seems to be the model. It could be really attractive, like you said, for actors who lack the skills or resources to manage the whole operation independently.
Makes sense from a dark business perspective. Spread the risk, scale the operation, take a commission.
It does. But there's another layer here that's, odd. They claim to have rules for their affiliates, even suggesting a sort of moral compass.
A moral compass? For a ransomware group? Seriously?
I know, it sounds contradictory, right? They apparently state they avoid certain targets, specifically mentioning some healthcare organizations like those dealing with cancer patients or heart issues.
Wait, so they'll cripple a hospital, but maybe not that specific wing? That feels incredibly cynical.
It's a very strange justification, isn't it? Framing it as, we're criminals, but we have some lines we won't cross. Maybe it's PR, maybe it's to attract certain kinds of affiliates who want to rationalize their actions.
Or avoid the absolute worst kind of public backlash, perhaps. Still, bizarre.
Very bizarre. But it seems to be attracting attention. The report mentioned a new group, Ransom Bay.
Yeah, apparently they've already signed up for this model.
And DragonForce is claiming other, maybe bigger, established groups are also cooperating.
So this could actually gain traction. Reshape the ransomware landscape.
It potentially could. If it proves successful and profitable, you might see more specialization. Some groups focus on intrusion, others on infrastructure, others on negotiation. It could fragment things, but also make the overall ecosystem more resilient in some ways.
More specialized, maybe harder to take down if it's decentralized like that.
Possibly. It's definitely something to watch. This kind of operational innovation is typical of the cybercrime world.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Let's pivot one last time. Google's unified security platform.
Right. Big announcements there recently?
Seems like they're really doubling down on integrating everything. Threat intel, SecOps, cloud security, Mandiant's expertise, all under one roof.
That's the goal, yeah. A single pane of glass, as they say, but powered by Google's scale and increasingly AI. It's about giving organizations that comprehensive view of their entire attack surface.
So what are the highlights? What's new?
A lot of the focus is on Google security operations. They've got new cloud threats rule packs.
Rule packs, like predefined detection rules.
Exactly. And these are directly based on findings from Mandiant's latest M-Trends report. So they're incorporating real-world current threat intelligence right into the detection engine.
That's smart. Using fresh intel to build defenses.
Very much so. And then there's the AI angle. It's everywhere. They're talking about agentic AI-powered SOC.
Agentic AI, like AI agents working together.
Yeah. Described as a collaborative multi-agent system. Imagine AI assistants specializing in different security tasks, analyzing logs, correlating alerts, maybe even suggesting initial response steps.
Taking some load off the human analysts.
That's the idea. Freeing them up for the really complex, nuanced investigations.
Okay, any specific examples of these AI tools?
They've got something called SecOps Labs for early access. One tool is a natural language parser extension.
Meaning
analysts could potentially query security data using plain English questions instead of complex query languages, like, show me unusual logins from this country in the last 24 hours.
Okay, that would make things much more accessible.
Definitely. There's also a detection engineering agent, AI, helping to create and test new detection rules, and a response agent to help generate automated incident response playbooks.
So AI assisting across-the-board detection, investigation, response?
Pretty much. They also announced composite detections, still in preview, I think.
Composite detection sounds like connecting dots.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Linking seemingly isolated low-level events together to reveal a larger, more complex attack chain that might otherwise be missed. You know, connecting that weird login with some unusual file access later on.
Building the full attack story, that seems crucial for sophisticated threats.
Absolutely vital. They're also adding a content hub. Sounds like a way to help users navigate all these features, and AI-powered document search using their Gemini model.
Making the platform itself easier to use and understand, alongside the new security features.
Seems to be the aim. Improving usability for security teams who are often just swamped with data and alerts.
Any updates to the Security Command Center itself? That's their multi-cloud dashboard, right?
Yeah, it works across Google Cloud, AWS, Azure. The big update there is integrating MITRE ATLAS threat intelligence into its AI protection feature.
MITRE ATLAS, that focuses on AI system threats, right?
Primarily, yes. It catalogs adversary tactics against machine learning systems. So integrating that helps protect AI deployments themselves, extending protection beyond just traditional infrastructure.
Gotcha. And Mandiant, what's new on that front now that they're part of Google?
Mandiant's consulting side is getting something called Mandiant Essential Intelligence Access. Sounds like a tailored threat intel feed, human curated, specifically for their consultants.
So keeping their boots on the ground experts armed with the absolute latest intel.
Exactly. Ensuring that expertise is fueled by the best possible information when they're helping clients respond to incidents.
Now, you mentioned the MPRENS report fueled some of this. What were the big takeaways from that report that are relevant here?
Well, exploits, meaning software vulnerabilities, were the number one way attackers got initial access. About a third of incidents.
Still number one. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Followed by stolen credentials, about 16%, and then good old email phishing at 14%.
The usual suspects, still very effective.
Unfortunately, yes. The report also confirmed financial motives are still driving the majority of attacks. Over half. And the finance sector itself remains the top target industry.
Makes sense. Where the money is.
Pretty much. The report also detailed activity from nation states, North Korea and Iran specifically, and highlighted attacks moving towards cloud-based single sign-on portals. So all these trends feed into why Google's developing these specific features: better vulnerability management, credential protection, cloud security, AI-driven detection.
It all ties together, trying to counter the threats as they're observed in the wild.
That's the continuous cycle of cybersecurity. Observe, analyze, adapt, defend.
So quite a bit to unpack today. We had the Coinbase logging glitch, a small error with potentially big consequences for user trust and even enabling social engineering.
A reminder that the details matter.
Then the Dragon Force cartel, a really novel, if disturbing, approach to structuring ransomware operations, potentially lowering the bar for entry.
Yeah, innovation in the cybercrime space is always happening.
And finally, Google's push with its unified security platform, heavily leaning on AI and integrated threat intelligence from Mandiant to try and get ahead of attackers.
A major vendor consolidating and enhancing its defenses, leveraging its scale and AI capabilities.
It really just underscores how dynamic this whole field is, doesn't it? Always something unexpected, always evolving.
Absolutely. Whether it's a simple logging bug causing confusion, or criminals restructuring their businesses, or defenders deploying new AI tools, staying informed is just, well, it's non-negotiable.
We certainly hope this deep dive gave you some valuable insights into these stories as they develop. You know, what are the implications you see for your own security, for the industry? Definitely worth thinking about.
Continuing to track these trends, understanding the motivations and the technical details is key for everyone.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on Cyber Mornings Daily.
My pleasure.
We'll be back soon with more crucial updates to help you stay ahead of the curve.